Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North and South Korean officials resume marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avoid war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began on Saturday were adjourned for 10 hours. High-level meetings are taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it has installed along the border. Even without concrete results, analysts say the marathon talks delayed any further military activity and gave the two Koreas added time to look for a peaceful end to the current crisis. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reporting that three American contractors working for NATO in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Makro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, go to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 18 people were killed in Somalia on Saturday in two separate bomb attacks carried out by suspected Al-Shabaab insurgents. The first attack, 14 soldiers were killed and 20 more wounded when militants drove an explosives-laden vehicle into a training site for African Union peacekeepers. Second attack occurred in the capital, where four people were killed, 10 others wounded. Three Americans and a man from Britain being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling from Amsterdam and to Paris. French President François Hollande thanked President Obama by telephone on Saturday for what he called exemplary actions of U.S. servicemen Alex Scarletos and Spencer Stone, saying they stopped what could have been an extremely serious attack. British citizen Chris Norman helped subdue the attacker. He said he knew he had to act.
My point of view was that two guys had already started working, tackling him. Maybe they needed some help. And my it was purely a survival. I said to myself, okay, maybe I have a chance if I get up and I help as well.
Spencer Stone was injured when he was slashed by the attacker with a razor knife. Later, he was released from a hospital. Spanish authorities say they have identified the attacker as Ayub El-Khazani, 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. Thousands of migrants have boarded trains in Macedonia headed north into EU countries. Hundreds of migrants, many fleeing the Syrian civil war and other violence in the Middle East, are still waiting in the so-called no man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Alexandra Naus is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees representative along the border.
We have an ambulance for the serious conditions. We have an ambulance coming. For the other ones, we treat them here. Lots of the families are separated, who you see here. So we will try to reunite them before they then continue to the Gevgelia train station.
Earlier, some took advantage of the chaotic scene at the border and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is set to reopen the country's embassy in the Iranian capital today, 4 years after the facility was stormed and burned by violent protesters. His visit to Tehran is the first by a top British official since 2003. In a formal statement, Hammond said that Iran's embassy in London will open at the same time, initially at the charge d'affaires level, with the aim of installing ambassadors of both facilities in the coming months. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.